Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri's Natural Gas Operators. For important natural gas safety tips, visit mosafegas.com.
Concerns about COVID-19 have caused the Missouri State Fair to cancel the Carnival Midway opening day ceremony and Governor's Ham Breakfast next month. The fair instead will be a youth livestock show. Missouri State Fair spokeswoman Carrie Mergen says that when the original decision to move forward with the fair was made, the numbers were different than they are now. She says the fair worked with the governor and state health officials.
So just in recent collaborations with those groups, it was determined that the best course of action was to look to try to reduce the number of individuals on the fairground.
That audio courtesy of Columbia's KMIZ-TV. More than 337,000 people attended the 2019 State Fair in West Central Missouri's Sedalia. The deadline comes up this week for mail-in voting in the August 4th primaries for Missouri.
The Missouri legislature created a mail-in ballot option available to all registered voters only in 2020 due to COVID-19. Voters may request a ballot in person or by mail. Any request must be made by July 22nd. The ballot envelope, per state law, must be notarized. Additionally, mail-in ballots must be delivered by U.S. mail only. They need to be received in the local election office by the close of the polls, 7 p.m. on August 4th.
That's Missouri Net's Brett Palm. Many Missouri K-12 schools have had a persistent shortage of full-time teachers, substitute teachers, and bus drivers. Kelly Hopkins with the Missouri School Boards Association says the COVID-19 outbreak could cause an even greater shortage this upcoming school year, especially with substitute bus drivers.
This is huge for our rural districts because, of course, buses are how the children get to school. And if you have to double the number of buses, going to be a problem.
To address social distancing guidelines, more buses and drivers could be required to transport kids. The rising number of coronavirus cases is impacting the St. Louis area.
St. Louis City has delayed plans to allow large venues to return to 100% capacity. It was scheduled to happen today. Health Director Dr. Frederick Eccles says the 75% capacity requirement will remain in effect until further notice. Meanwhile, city officials were out over the weekend checking out bars, clubs, and restaurants. This to make sure they were following requirements to prevent the spread of the virus. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson and St. Louis County Executive Sam Page both said they are considering rolling back the reopening guidelines because of the uptick in cases. Reporting in St. Louis, Jill Enders.
Yesterday was the 2-year anniversary of a Ride the Ducks boat accident on Table Rock Lake in southwestern Missouri. That boat capsized during a severe thunderstorm, sinking and killing 17 people on board. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.